This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The breakdown of funding of the Campbell County Fire Department has been a contentious issue for the last three decades. County commissioners have contended that the city should pay a larger portion of the operating budget, while the council believed the city was already paying its fair share. According to the News Record, a new draft agreement has been reached with the department operations funded at 49% each by the city and county, with Wright paying for 2%. The new agreement will be effective July 1st of this year once it's given the green light from the Attorney General office, which by Wyoming law must approve any time a joint powers board is formed or changed. Gas prices in the area remain on the rise, averaging $3.37 a gallon. Gas prices in the state are 10.4 cents per gallon higher than a month ago. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County Health has relaxed its visitation guidelines, allowing inpatient visitation. Now, no more than two inpatient visitors will be allowed every 24 hours, and visitors younger than 16 will not be allowed. All employees, patients, visitors, support staff, and volunteers will continue to be screened and required to wear masks when in CCH facilities. Tomorrow night, the 65 million years of evolution between prehistoric and man will disappear and give the audience an intimate look into Dinosaur World Live. The show features amazing puppetry to bring everything from the Tyrannosaurus and Microraptor center stage starting at 6:30 at Camplex Heritage Center Theater. More information and tickets can be found at camplex.com. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.